This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。在每期节目中，我们都会回答大家在学习英语时遇到的疑问。本期的问题来自微博网友 Missy， 问题由我来代读。你好，请问一下 skeptical、suspicious 和 doubtful 之间有什么异同呢？网友 Missy 想知道这三个形容词之间的相同点和不同点。我们先来看相同点，形容词 skeptical、suspicious 和 doubtful 都可以用来谈论一个人感到怀疑，但他们的具体含义和用法并不完全相同。下面我们来重点说一说三个词之间的区别。先来看形容词 skeptical， S-C-E-P-T-I-C-A-L， 它也可以写成 S-K-E-P-T-I-C-A-L。Skeptical 形容某人不轻信一件事情，半信半疑。比如 ，be skeptical about something， 对某事半信半疑。Remain skeptical， 将信将疑。来通过下面的两个例句，巩固对 skeptical 的用法的理解。
Many people were skeptical about the internet at first, but now it's become part of our daily life.
The company said they would release the game this month, but I remain skeptical. They've postponed it 5 times already.
说完了 skeptical 表示怀疑时的用法，我们来分析 suspicious。形容词 suspicious 的意思是由于不信任或认为某人可能做错了事情而起疑心。常用搭配是 be suspicious of。来听一个例句和一段对话。其中 suspicious 都表示不信任的、怀疑的。
Someone in the office ate my sandwich again. I'm suspicious of Amy because I saw her sneaking out of the common room today.
How did you know it was a prank?
Well, you did put on a different voice on the phone, but I became suspicious when you laughed. It sounded like you.
接着我们来说一说 doubtful。Doubtful 可以形容因为对一件事情不确定或拿不定主意而疑惑，常用搭配是 be doubtful about something。来听两个用 be doubtful about something 表示对某事不确定、拿不定主意的例句。
I'm doubtful about the meeting happening next week. Most people will be on leave.
Peng is doubtful about quitting his job. He doesn't have any offers yet.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
上面说到，形容词 skeptical、suspicious 和 doubtful 都可以用来谈论一个人感到怀疑。不过，在他们当中，只有 suspicious 和 doubtful 可以谈论一件事情或一个人引起疑惑，而 skeptical 却不能。我们来分别讲一下 suspicious 和 doubtful 的具体含义。形容词 suspicious 可以表示事物或人可疑、令人怀疑。请听三个例句。
The station was evacuated after a suspicious package was reported.
What are you up to? You look suspicious.
The house was a mess when I came home yesterday. Meanwhile, Fluffy was sitting in the corner, looking extremely suspicious. He had a sock on his back.
最后，形容词 doubtful 可以表示事情或情况不大可能发生，难说，未必。常用的句子结构是 It's doubtful that, It's doubtful whether, 或者 It's doubtful if。来听两个用 doubtful 形容事情不大可能发生的例句。
It's doubtful that the shop is open. It's already 9 p.m.
It's doubtful whether she will be able to bring her best to her football team this season. She was injured a while ago.
好了，有关形容词 skeptical, suspicious 和 doubtful 的异同就讲到这里。记住 ，skeptical 强调不轻信一件事情，半信半疑。 Suspicious 既可以表示由于认为某人做错事情而怀疑，也可以表示可疑。Doubtful 既可以表示某人不确定，也可以形容事情或情况不大可能发生。本期节目就告一段落了。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎你通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，我们下次再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.